Smoke and Mirrors by Rick Johnson. After a 30-day medically induced coma, I have to think for the first three things in my mind were, why am I in the hospital? What the heck happened? And what was going on? Well, maybe those were not really the first three thoughts I had, but they were at least in the top 10. In October 2003, while cleaning the gutters on my house, I fell from a ladder and hit the concrete slab on my driveway. My daughter saw it happen and called 911. I was admitted at Hennepin County Medical Center and diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury. From the moment I fell until 30 days later, I was in a coma and have no memories. In November, after being weaned from a coma, I asked my family those three questions nearly nonstop because I lost my ability to speak. My wife, my kids, other family members and friends had no idea what I was talking about, so I needed to try to write as well. So what they did was told me about my fall, that I was wearing a protective helmet because I had surgery to move a bone from my skull. My bed had netting around it so I wouldn't fall out. I needed to use a wheelchair because I couldn't walk without assistance. Therapy sessions were necessary to get me better. Why did I ask or write the same questions? Short-term memory was gone. In one ear, out the other. December was all about speech, occupational, and physical therapy. 45 minutes each for 7 days a week. Everyone tells me that I talk like the Muppet Swedish Chef, so speech therapy was the focus. Eventually, I started to walk unaided, so the wheelchair and physical therapy stopped. Occupational therapy was cognitive therapy to help me make my way around daily tasks. Therapy sessions wore me out, so fatigue became the fourth side effect from my injury. Aphasia, memory, balance, and fatigue. In 2004, I was able to go home and continue outpatient therapy at Courage Kennedy Rehabilitation Center. The amount of effort, energy, and homework it took to tackle those sessions were probably the hardest work this survivor has ever done. After 6 months of therapy before graduating from therapy, I attempted to start working again. The company I worked for allowed me, because of my therapy, to work part-time hours, which was a good thing. I mentally could not handle going from therapy to my job. I needed a nap to clear my brain and focus on me. Trying to get back to work was, like, difficult. I worked for that company for over 20 years and had to relearn everything that was second nature before. In October 2004, I was able to go back to work full-time. My job is not actually the same job as before. There are a couple of aspects I cannot do, but it's close enough. It's been close to 15 years since my injury. I consider myself lucky, not because of the traumatic brain injury, but by refusing to give up, by trying again and again and again. I'm better now than what doctors told my family to expect. Sure, there are things I have lost, but there are new things I have gained. The most important thing I've gained is realizing how much my family means to me. Without them, I'm not sure if I would have made it. They are still giving to me, almost 15 years later. I've also learned how important friends are. During the first year, those friends were my family's lifeline by volunteering to do anything that was needed, not just for me, but for my family as well. I've lost a few friends. My slower pace can't compare with their fast pace. What else have I lost? My get up and go. I need to focus on the tasks at hand. I need to think before I leap and think before I talk. So what if I can't multitask anymore? So what if I can't run circles around any physical tasks? So what if I need to ask for help once in a while? I need to let go of the past and believe in the current. Being my own best advocate, I go to a local support group to see how other survivors are living their lives. Many of the tips or techniques they use have become important tools of my daily life. To quote a member in the group, "Plan the work, work the plan." Proves right nearly daily to make sure that I don't get distracted by bright and shiny objects. Living my new life is not about smoke and mirrors to appear as normal as any other person. It's all about being comfortable with myself. Thank you, Rick Johnson, for sharing your story. I'm Munish Joshi with TBI Hope and Inspiration. Please share your stories and this message with others.